Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Word Vomit Podcast, a podcast where we give our take on the world of video games, music, comics, movies, and television. I am your host, Emmanuel. On this episode, we have Sean Vander.
Yeah.
And we are recording from parts unknown. Yeah. This podcast is free for your listening pleasure. If you want to help this podcast out, make sure you're liking, sharing, and subscribing all content, including this podcast and our videos on Word Vomit Productions on YouTube. Sean Vander, what is up?
Things. Plus, my world is pain. But, I mean, so it's whatever.
Yeah, so I didn't think this podcast was actually going to happen, to be perfectly honest with you.
Honestly, it's not because... Okay, so Word Vomiteers. So it's not because the fact of... Because we are in parts unknown right now. And do you want to actually say where we are? It's not like anyone can...
No, I want to keep it as... I want to keep it as parts unknown.
Oh, okay.
I want to keep that mystique going.
Ah, dang it. Because there's neat things around me I wanted to comment on.
Like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
But I like that CRT television.
No.
It makes me think of Duck Hunt.
No.
All right.
That's what,
fine.
Parts unknown, and we're going to keep it at that.
Okay, fine. No, not a problem. But yes! Freaking Windows.
Coming in to fuck us up again. You
yeah.
Son of a bitch, Windows 10.
Is he still, it's still bitching about your Word?
No, no. It was
it that time? Or?
It was about our Dropbox being full.
Oh, okay. Well, you should delete some of that noise.
I know. I'll get around to it, I promise.
Okay. I mean, whatever.
But
fine.
Anyways, the reason I didn't think this show was going to happen was not this particular reason. It was actually a buildup of many things. So the first thing was Randy Kings is absent from the show.
Yeah, as you can tell.
He is following the A's right now. So he's in Anaheim.
Yes.
For their series over there. Somebody had got him tickets and decided to make a family trip of it, so him, his wife, and his child are all over there having a good time.
In Anaheim, yeah, like just Disneyland, too. Like,
yeah, they're probably going to hit Disney more than likely.
Punk ass.
So it's just going to be Sean Vander and I, but Rob Rega, who's actually done an episode before, he was supposed to be on here as well.
I was interested. I was like really interested to meet that guy. I'm like, oh, dope.
Dude, you've met him. It was at the birthday bash I had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was there. And we were supposed to do it over there. And we had talked about it a week ago, and I would go back and forth with him just to double check to make sure, hey, everything is going okay. We're going to actually do this. And he started calling me and was just like, hey, just want to make sure this is going to happen, you know, such and such time, whatever, whatever. So it really seemed like it was going to work. And then this morning I get a text message from him saying that he can't do it. And it's personal reason. It's nothing major or grave or anything, but I don't want to put his business out there. So unfortunately it went back to the two-man team. And then I actually didn't think, I almost even told you, wanted to tell you to not even come.
Why is that?
Because you had sent me and Randy Kings that gnarly picture of your foot. And I looked at it. I'm just like, yeah, that dude shouldn't move. Like he should stay in bed. And you just bruised up your ankle. Something fierce.
Okay. So my week, I've been taking care of my niece and nephew and whatnot, and they love to play video games, but I had to get my daughter from camp. Long story short, I'm shooing out my dogs out of the garage, and then I landed on my ankle wrong and fell to the garage floor, and I haven't rolled in pain like that in forever, and I was on the floor for a good 30 minutes. And my niece and nephew were like, wow, I've never seen Uncle Sean even be hurt by anything. Uncle Sean could be hurt by things.
And let's go ahead and just say this right now. You're not like the tough guy in any sense of way or form. You're not like the machismo dude. But,
no, I'm not macho, but I can handle it.
Yeah, you can handle a lot of things. But then to see the picture, again, going back to that picture, and I almost want to ask.
I want to put it on Facebook.
That's what I was just about to ask if we can actually do that. I'll do that in the middle
of
the podcast.
Okay, I have a recent one.
No, let's keep that one. Because
that was the
worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And I want people to understand why I thought I was going to have to cancel the podcast for this week.
Oh, because of me.
Not because of you, but it was just because of like I said, everything led up to something happening.
Yeah.
And I thought I would be kind of a messed up friend if I made you walk on that, but you're just like, no, man, I'm cool. I can do it.
Yeah.
Like you're soldiering on. So I was just like, okay, well, if he really wants to do it, I don't want to take that away from him. But yeah, I definitely want to put that picture up. So I'll actually do that right now.
Cool. So, it looks really bad.
Oh, that is.
So,
Let's see. Share it to Facebook.
I did a dinner with my girlfriend's family, and they we showed up all of the pizza parlor and whatnot, and they're like, "Hey, Sean, why are you limping?" And I'm like, "Oh, I twisted my ankle pretty good," and my girlfriend's all, "Here's the picture," because I sent her that picture. She's like, "Shit, right?" And then she's sharing it around the dinner table. They're like, "Shit, what are you doing?" And all of them are like, "You know, you should go to the doctors for this." And I'm like, "But I can put weight on it. I mean, I limp, yes, but I can put weight on it." But like, no.
It's more so just like the minor pain at this point, right?
Yeah, and I could put weight on it, but they're all saying, you know, what if you got like you fractured it? What if you got bone shards in the deep crevices between the marrow and shit? Like, I'm like, dude, now you're freaking me out. Stop it. And they've all made me. They're like, yeah, you need to call some doctor.
Are you going to?
Yeah. So I'm just. I promised her that I would, so I'm like, all right, no problem. Monday, that's what I'm doing. If I'm bringing kids, then, because that's all I'm doing lately is with my niece and nephew, so yeah.
Well, you know what? We'll let the Vomiteers be the judge of that.
Oh, yeah. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what they have to say and whether or not they think you should go to the hospital or not.
Yeah, probably.
More than likely, though, I think a lot of people are going to say, yeah, you like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Go to the hospital. That's pretty fucking nasty.
Yeah, but I could put weight on it and walk. Like, the day it happened, I'm like, nah, I'm on the ground. Someone's carrying me. I'm just...
like, I'm not doing anything for the rest of the day.
I'm not going anywhere.
I am done.
Yeah. And I had to get my daughter from camp, and I'm like, no, I'm not driving on this. So I had to call my ex-wife to pick her up instead. And of course I'm in pain. And she's like, hey, so the way you're talking to me right now, it feels like you're personally attacking me. I'm like, woman, I don't know if I broke my ankle or not. I'm talking to you in pain. I'm not personally I was almost livid. I'm like, just pick up our daughter.
But it was about to be.
Yeah. And I'm like, just swear to God, just please pick my fucking daughter, please. Just bring her to me. I can't fucking move. Oh, God. That was hilarious.
All right. I got to go through this entire process to post up the picture. So it may be a bit, but yeah, that picture is definitely coming up.
No problem. But probably another reason that the podcast might not have happened is just because, I mean, it's a morning show, and I didn't bring candied bacon. And I figured it would be
We discussed this.
We did.
We did on the last podcast. You were there.
Yeah.
That candied bacon is next week because we knew Randy wasn't going to be here this week.
All right. Okay. Because I've got to make candied bacon and bring it into Garage Studios. And then, yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how that
goes. It would be
out.
Mean if I didn't, you know. Also, that we're, I don't know if we're, I, we came up with some good topics and I like, our topics, but not that many. I mean, it feels like it's kind of a dry spell right now.
A little bit, but
I
think honestly the stuff we got right now would be pretty interesting because it's a crazy number for the first one.
Jesus, really? I mean, yeah.
And you had actually brought this up about earlier in the week.
Yeah.
About, and it's all over the news right now. So we're just gonna give our takes. I'm pretty sure everybody that has the program knows what's up.
Yeah.
So Netflix released their second quarter earnings and whatnot. So basically how much they've made, how much they spent. And those guys are currently $20 billion in debt right now. Billion.
Billion.
The B, not the M, the B.
Yeah. When you think $900 million you're going to sue Warner Brothers for, like, that's a lot of damn money. But $20 billion Netflix is in debt. I'm like, fuck, how do you pay your employees at that point?
Well, I'm like,
shit.
Well, the way that would work is that's already included in the cost.
I would hope so, but.
So, like, damn. Those are all already calculated in with that debt. So, essentially, that money has already been set aside to make sure. At least, this is me being wishful thinking. Because I would hate to think that somebody is not being paid because of some higher-up's decisions. But it turns out the reason why they're so much in debt is because they are using they're getting loans and they're having to pay for licensing fees to make original content for Netflix.
So that you want that Stranger Things? We're going to need some money.
So check it. You know, even though Netflix is right at the top, you know, you can't just stand on your laurels. Mm-hmm. You have to constantly do things that separate you from the pack. The pack being things like Hulu,
Amazon,
or Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. or there's even the cable networks that have their own separate streaming, like Showtime and HBO and Starz.
DC's going to do their own thing too now with all the DC cartoons and what was it? Oh yeah, Young Justice is not going to be on Netflix. They're going to be on this DC streaming thing, and I'm like, what? God damn it, another thing I gotta pay for.
Right, if you really want Young Justice, which, by the way, I couldn't get into.
I don't mind it.
I watched the first few episodes, and I was just thinking, this is corny as hell.
Yeah, no, I don't
mind
it.
And a lot of people have told me, you need to give it the first few episodes before it starts really picking up. But the fact
is, yeah, you do.
If you can't grab my attention within the first few episodes, I'm not gonna care anymore. And I really should give it that chance, but...
Iron Fist has burned you, sir.
Yes, it has.
It has burned you.
The one time that I was just like, all right, I'll still give it a chance. And like I've said, before, I like it. But comparatively speaking to the other series
of you can definitely Marvel characters,
yeah, that is clearly at the bottom of the barrel.
I'm going to say it is a low stick to kind of really jump over with Marvel Netflix television series. But I mean, like, man, I don't mind it. I mean...
So, you're going back to Netflix, though. So
okay.
Billion dollars.
Holy, can I have $20 billion?
And actually, their subscription base has hit, I think the article said,
it's about gone up.
104 million.
Okay.
So, if 104 million people are each paying 10 bucks, it's what, like $2 billion? And
yeah, I'm sure they'll make it.
Right.
I'm sure they'll make it in like a year or two.
But... again, it's going back to making original content. So why are you giving your money to Adam Sandler for that 6-movie deal?
Yeah.
I realize you got to make your own content, but fuck, dude. Why Adam Sandler of all people? Don't get me wrong. He's still funny, but his movies are terrible. He had his place.
Yeah.
He had his place in the 90s and the O's. I'll give him the O's too, but after that, it just... downhill.
Okay.
It was the same comedy. It was the same bit over and over, just in different scenarios.
Yeah, he's just got to act stupid and whatnot, and some funny situations. But
and we got 5 more movies for him, by the way.
Okay, Jesus Christ. I didn't see Pixels. I knew it was going to be a trash, like a garbage fire. Now at this point, I could probably see it easier. Maybe I will watch it like on a Netflix if it appears.
I'm not even going to give it the satisfaction.
I need to see the garbage fire. I don't need to pay full price to see the garbage fire, though.
You know what you need to do? Do you ever watch CinemaSins?
No.
So CinemaSins is a YouTube page where they count every single sin of a movie. Like some of them are just ridiculous, and then there's other ones that are just like they're really paying attention to the small details of things.
And if
you watch the videos, there's even a video that they called Everything Wrong with CinemaSins, where they're just saying like, we're a bunch of guys and we're just fucking around having a good time, making these ridiculous videos that have little to no value to anybody. We're just having fucking fun with this. But Pixels was one of the movies that they just fucking ravaged.
I bet they did. That movie looks like a fucking garbage
fire. You know what it always comes down to when it comes down to video game based movies? Again, I've talked about this many a times on this podcast.
But
what it is, it's more so of whoever has their hands on the licensing for those games do not respect the source material.
Clearly.
They try to take things mainly in a different direction. I could understand why you want to do that. You don't want to just make a rehash of the game already.
Mm-hmm.
But in those universes, there's a certain set of rules that universe lives in. You know?
Yeah.
It's Super Mario Brothers. If Mario eats a mushroom, he gets bigger. The next power-up that he gets is going to be a flower, which will allow him to throw fireballs.
Depending.
If we're sticking with the first one.
Sure.
If he gets touched by an enemy, he'll immediately lose all power-ups. If he gets touched while he's in the mini form, it's an immediate death. That is a set of rules and structure to that universe.
No, I don't want to see a movie of that. I could play a video game of that. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
And then you take a look at what came from it, though, in the Super Mario movie with John Leguizamo.
They wanted to make a Super Mario movie, but it was in the works at that time. They're like, nobody knew what the hell.
It almost seemed like it was another movie, and then they're like, let's just slap in two Italian plumbers and see what happens.
Let's figure it out. Yeah, and this movie's not going to do that well.
Right.
Let's just call it Super Mario Bros. But I mean, whatever.
So again, I know we keep going off topic really on this, but $20 billion. But some of the content that they have created has been really good.
Yeah.
Chris has told me many a times that I need to check out Master of None.
Yeah.
That's Aziz Ansari's comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you and I watch Stranger Things. Both of us have watched the Marvel flicks. Not the Marvel flicks, the Marvel shows.
Mm-hmm.
Despite Iron Fist not being all too hot, the other three were actually really good.
Daredevil. I don't like Jessica Jones, so I'll tell you right now.
You did say that. You did say you liked the beginning of it, but then by the end of it you were done.
Yeah.
But again, we've gotten a lot of content out of it. We've gotten a lot of original content from it. So the question that I ask you, Sean Vander.
Okay.
Is with the track record of original content that they have,
mm-hmm.
do you think that by the third quarter they'll start showing either less debt or profit, or do you think it's going to start going even deeper in that?
Of this year?
Yes, because this was all information that was released for the second quarter.
Okay.
They're in the middle of their third quarter right now. I think the third quarter is the third quarter, if it runs by that, let's see, first quarter is February, March, April, second is May, June, July. So they're actually in the start of their third quarter right now. So by the end of it, do you think they'll either A, be at lesser debt, or B, okay, no, let me rephrase that, A, turn a profit, B, be at a lesser debt, or C, be deeper in debt?
Man, I think it's going to depend on, because the original content is, I think, is what brings people to the site. On top of that, getting movies that I may want on Netflix. I mean, hell, like right now I want to see Vacation, the National Lampoon's like Vacation with Rusty and his kids. And I don't know if that's on Netflix. I have no idea. But if it doesn't appear on Netflix, like, oh shit, what am I going to do? Am I going to, do I have to go get Amazon? I'm like, man, come on.
Well, I mean, so, Amazon in itself, though, is more so you just get Prime for the 2-day shipping and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's just more so like it comes on the side of like the original content.
Yeah.
Which actually it has had some really good stuff, and I still keep meaning to watch The Tick. Because it's on
the Tick's going to make me want to watch Amazon now.
It's actually on its second season where they introduce Arthur.
Okay.
So I still need to see all of the first season and then check out the second
season. I didn't
know
it was still going on. So, yeah, I may have to watch it now. Because now that there's Arthur, then cool. Awesome. Because the costume looks like trash. But let's consider.
Well, I think also they do have the Amazon Prime Video as a separate service as well.
Okay.
So to do.
Well, all right.
To do their special Prime with the 2-day shipping and special events and whatnot, it's like $100 a year. But they have a side one where it's just the video. They have a side one that's just the music. So if you do Prime altogether, then you get everything. And it's probably cheaper in the long run. But if you're just sticking to the original content of shows, then that'd probably be the best way to go.
Maybe they are playing it safe then, if that's the case. Well, if you're Amazon.
Well, here's the thing with Amazon, though. Amazon has its own business outside, so their main content isn't, well, no, let me rephrase that. Their main business isn't the original shows and the other shows that they have on there. It's everything else.
Yeah.
But for having it as a side thing, they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure it doesn't cost too much to run that either. But as for Netflix, I mean, let's start thinking about, if you're gonna do original content, I mean, do I need 28 episodes of Jessica Jones? You can cut that 7 or 8 of them out for that storyline. You could have done the same with Iron Fist.
Are you talking about the current season that came out or the next season that they're going to make for each series?
The current season that came out. I don't even know if they're going to do another season of Iron Fist and or Jessica Jones.
I think they're going to have to.
Maybe. I know for sure because Iron Fist, I don't see it making another season. If it does, that'll be kind of surprising. But
I think in order, they'll do it. They'll do it for one of two reasons. Because eventually they're going to want to make a series for Heroes for Hire, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
And also
Defenders.
They need, not the Defenders actually, but they also need to do some recovery work for Iron Fist.
Yeah.
So that could be what the second season is. I don't know what the story would be, but I would believe Marvel's just like, okay, we messed up on the first one. We've got to give this character things that will help him become a more legitimate superhero in this universe.
Yeah, can you please? He's not, Iron Fist is not, I mean, come on.
Man, Iron Fist was one of my favorites, dude.
Shitty.
It was when I was working in Hayward and Borders was still around. At the very front of Borders, there was a little comic book rack.
Okay.
And I had seen the Immortal Iron Fist. So it was his solo comic. I think it was just after the Civil War storyline. So they had actually given him his own series. Not Civil War. No. Secret Invasion. Oh. That's what it was. Secret Invasion. It was just after Secret Invasion. And I had read the story, and I thought it was actually really cool because you had a character who in the comics is just as rich, if not richer, than Tony Stark.
Yeah.
But went in a completely different path. Because of his upbringing, you know, he has the whole kung fu thing. And at the very beginning of the first issue, he's taunting someone. And he's in a karate gi, and he's taunting someone. And the last line where it kind of made me raise an eyebrow was just like, what? Do you need permission slips to attack? I'm like, that's a weird taunt. And I turn the page and he's actually in his dojo teaching a bunch of little kids for free. And I'm just like, oh, that's an interesting twist there. Okay. So I just started reading a lot of the Iron Fist after that. And they introduced the character, like his antithesis. And I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. So that was my introduction to Iron Fist. That's how I got really into him. So, of course, I'm going to be super excited.
I didn't know he did my job.
Yeah. For a bit, for free. So
nice.
That's why I was so excited about the Iron Fist Netflix series. But also going back to the $20 billion debt thing is that they also need to step in a little bit. And I hate to say this because it's just like, all right, now it kind of gets in the point of creative control.
With creative control. Please.
But when it comes down to it, Netflix can't just give people money to make content anymore. It's just like, all right, here's an investment, but we need to see the results to see like, okay, is this show going to succeed or is it going to fall on its face?
Defenders needs to succeed. I think at this point it needs to succeed.
Well, I mean, Defenders isn't the only thing.
Well, no,
but
it's not.
It is a big chunk, but I won't say it's the major thing.
Like right now for Stranger Things, they got the same people to write this whole series for the second season. I have no doubt it's going to be good. Now, Defenders on their end, because this is what Netflix is for. For me, for original content, Stranger Things is amazing. And now it's the Marvel side with Luke Cage, Daredevil, and the Defenders and all that. That needs to be really good to kind of save Netflix's butt. Orange is the New Black is always good.
Did you hear that there's possibly going to be another 13 Reasons Why?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a Netflix original?
Yes, it is. Oh. Yes, it is. Let's see what else. Because I'm actually on the Netflix page right now.
Okay, cool. That's not a bad idea.
I don't know, man. The
it was hit or that because that show's kind of hit or miss, too. Because that could be on like
it's
some back channels
it's
on
more,
cable.
It's more so of how it was taken on the first time around.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a good idea to have a second go at it, essentially.
You know what's not a good idea to have a second go at it? Fuller House.
Looks like that actually did get renewed. So check this out. I'm on there right now. So one of the original shows on there outside of that, I think is actually pretty cool, is The Ranch. Did you watch The Ranch?
No.
So The Ranch, for anybody who doesn't know, is Ashton Kutcher and Denny Masterson coming back together to work on a show where they're brothers and they work on a ranch. Yeah. The first season, I'm not going to lie, did start off a little slow. But when season two came out, it was actually really good. And season three has been confirmed.
Okay.
So there's that. Let's see. What else is there on here?
Fuller House, really?
You know, if yeah, I guess.
Jesus.
Oh, you know, here's the Sean, you're way overreacting right now. You are absolutely
okay, Jody Sweeney.
Undeniably, hold on, undeniably okay. Taking this way too seriously.
Maybe
because the only thing you really need to do about that show
is not watch it.
Pretty much.
Okay, but the thing is,
and there you go, taking it to.
And I've seen both seasons, and I'm like, it's got to pick up, right? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's my wishful like. Pervy thinking, but I don't know.
I'm telling you, man, taking it too seriously.
Like, is Candace Cameron gonna like bang one of these guys? And that'd be cool to watch. But it's like I've had a huge crush on them since I was a kid because I basically grew up with them watching on TV. Whatever.
Let's see. And then we have a lot of stand-up comedians doing original stuff for Netflix as well.
Yeah, that's
like
cool.
Dave Chappelle is doing something. There's a British comedian whose name escapes me right now, who's to me one of the funniest comedians out there. Actually, one of his videos just became extremely viral,
okay.
Where he talks about how one of his fans is a kid with cancer.
Oh.
And how the kid was fighting cancer with comedy. Like, one of the things that he said, one of the things that he said was, he's like, he had planned out his entire funeral. His dad was going to dress up as the Grim Reaper. And what was supposed to happen is anytime anybody sneezed or coughed, he had a point, the Grim Reaper had a point at them, like, you're next. And he's just like, a 13-year-old kid who's dying of cancer has come up with something like this. That is fucking awesome. But he's going to be doing it.
Okay.
I know Gabriel Iglesias has done it.
Yeah.
What else is there? They just came out with Glow, which
true.
Actually did really well. I thought
Allison
they did a really
Brie's
good job.
Pretty dope with that. Yeah. That's, yeah.
So okay. it does have its stuff. It does have cool content on there. But the question is it enough? Is it $20 billion worth of content?
Like, right off, I don't think it's going to save itself this year. Like, God, no. I don't think so.
So you think it's not even going to lighten the debt?
I think next year...
Well, no. We're, the question stands, do they, A, make a profit, B, lower their debt, or C, or they go deeper in debt?
I think they'll lower the debt just a skosh, because some of these original shows haven't even started yet, and you do want to watch them. Defenders, for sure. If you weren't watching, watch that. I highly recommend Stranger Things. House of Cards hasn't disappointed. It's always funny. I'm sorry. House of Cards is not funny. That's very serious. I was thinking Orange is the New Black. My bad. But, yeah, House of Cards is pretty tense. And watch that. But I don't know. I think it will be... It'll make it back up, but they're going to have to seriously consider not picking up a few things, maybe. I mean, if these shows, they got to sound really good. You're going to have to sell to Netflix, like, hard, like you would do. If you're trying to sell a show to, like, any kind of network, you're going to have to sell them to Netflix the same way.
Also, speaking of Netflix, Netflix is actually even opening itself up to exclusive anime. Anime that you would only be able to find on Netflix. And that's double-sided right there.
Yeah.
That is extremely double-sided because...
I've seen the Seven Deadly Sins that they have. It's not bad. Second season was pretty short, though. I was a little upset, but...
So they're creating content for a niche audience.
Yeah.
Depending on what content they get, though, or create...
Yeah, but with animation, it takes way too long to get going. I mean, to even show
so,
up.
So, I mean,
show,
I'm wondering how it would
show up
I'm,
on the
I'm
site.
Trying to figure out how it would work. Is it in the sense of distribution rights, or is it we're just talking original content altogether?
I don't know.
Because from my understanding...
If they're smart, it would have been the whole damn thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Distribution and original?
Yeah.
Because right now, Crunchyroll has... a large library of live.
Crunchyroll has it on lock. Plus, if they get shows like The Hour released in Japan, yeah, that's... I don't know how Netflix could compete with that. But, I mean, if they still have good shows, because that's what Netflix feels like to me. It's like they have good shows on it. If their original content, it's just good shows. And then if you want a random movie that it may have or it may not have, then cool. That's what Netflix is to me.
Hmm.
And I think that's what Netflix is to a lot of people, really.
All right.
I think they may save themselves from the $20 billion in debt, but not by much. Let's think about, like, next fiscal year. Let's see where it's at then.
Well, like I said, they just started the third quarter.
Yeah.
So to get a better understanding, we'll have to wait and see what they release at the end of October as far as their numbers.
Yeah, and maybe get different writers for some of the Marvel stuff. Like, Luke Cage was the guy who was doing that for Luke Cage, on point. Daredevil, on point. Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, not
you'll say,
so much.
You'll say to a degree for Jessica Jones.
Yeah,
at least,
I mean,
right?
It's not pacing. Please. If I, no. God damn it. But Iron Fist, yeah, god damn it. Please, just somebody else. Another director, more directors, I don't know, better writers.
Let me ask you something.
Man.
What would you say if Kevin Smith were to write the script for the next Iron Fist? Now, I know a lot of people know Kevin Smith from his movies, Clerks, Saving Amy, Jane Silent Bob. I don't know if very many people know that he actually did write for comics.
Mm-hmm.
He did write for Daredevil, which did really, really well.
Yeah.
He did start up on something with Spider-Man, but Marvel was just like, yeah, dude, that's too graphic. Can't do it. And they ended up shutting him down. And I think he did something for DC as well.
A little. I don't.
So to ask you the question, who would you like to see write season 2 of Iron Fist?
Iron Fist? I mean, Kevin Smith will take it into another direction.
Iron Fist is the character right now that kind of needs it more than anybody else.
Yeah.
At least Jessica Jones had a good start. Iron Fist was not so much. It was slow from beginning to end.
Yeah. He needs a real villain, except The Hand, which is everybody. Every ninja you're going to find.
At some point, I'm guessing he's gonna fight Gorgon.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Because Gorgon was a major character.
And hopefully. Kevin Smith wouldn't be a bad choice. If he takes it and makes it to, like, you know, fart jokes and weed and whatnot, then...
Did you read that Daredevil issue?
No, I didn't. I'm trying
I think you need to do that before you cast judgment on a like, comedy bit of it.
He did that. He didn't do that lately. And he has other people watching over his shit. But when he's full on his own writing, you get things like View and Skew, which I love, but it works for his universe. And you're like, oh, that's cool. It's a View and Skew. This is what I'm going to get. Fart jokes, Jay and Silent Bob, dope. I love it. But for something that's already established, like Iron Fist, would really like to see some kind of monitor him a little bit. Maybe somebody to bounce ideas off of.
Before you do that, before you make that comment, read that Daredevil.
All right. But
you know what?
You can even subscribe to
Marvel's digital subscription so that you can pull it up from there. Yeah. And granted, he did that years ago, but you're a nerd back then when you're a nerd now.
Yeah, I haven't really changed too much. Well, no, I believe I've matured.
Yeah, but you're still a nerd. You're on a podcast wiser. That has a lot of nerd
because
content.
Because I love doing it.
There you go.
It's great.
because you're leaning more towards, again, the content that everybody knows him for, his movies, and some of them are home runs and other ones are just like, I don't know.
I have only seen one bad View and Skew movie, and even then I chuckled a lot and I'm like, it's cool, whatever, it's fine.
So yeah,
Mallrats is still my favorite,
but you would still want to at least check out his other works before casting judgment.
No problem. If I have internet and time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think the digital subscription is going anywhere anytime soon.
Good. Good, good. But, yeah, I got with my personal finances, I'm still with Netflix, even though I don't have internet. But I try.
Your phone, right?
Yeah. I have to. Might have to cut off Hulu a little bit. Maybe get off Crunchyroll. Good Lord. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe start using the Amazon Prime stuff, because I do have Prime.
Yeah, it has good stuff on there.
You're still ordering stuff for my stream and then the show, too. So, yeah.
So, a couple of other things going on.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
In, I guess, nerddom, I guess I would say it.
Really? Pop culture.
I don't know. So, Dorkly posted up an image of one of the... I don't know what exactly her job is, but she works for Marvel, And there was a cover image of, I think it was Squirrel Girl. X-23, Wolverine, and two other characters, and they're all drinking milkshakes. I can't remember what the characters are. I feel bad about that. But what she ended up doing is she took a selfie of her and three friends drinking shakes in the same manner. And because it's the internet, everybody lost their shit and just gave them so much fucking hate over it. And I was just like, wow. I mean,
trolls will be trolls. You can't really do anything about that.
Right. But the way I see it, trolls are still dudes who live in the 90s who still believe that video games and comics are for guys only. But the cooler thing about the article was that, like, they got a lot of support. There's a lot of people that were taking pictures with milkshakes in their hands. And one of them actually came from DC Comics. Like, there was an entire staff at DC Comics that got together for a picture with milkshakes in their hands, and they're just like, kudos to you. It's just like, I like this camaraderie. I think this is cool. Can we get our Marvel versus DC movie now, please? Okay, maybe I jumped the gun a little bit on that one, but come on.
The gun?
It's
the shark.
It's baby steps. Baby steps.
That would be nice, but it's completely two different companies, and Warner Brothers is Warner Brothers. I don't have faith in them.
Give it some time.
None.
We probably won't. In truth, I don't think that'll end up happening anytime soon. I'll say it will happen, but like 20, 30 years from now.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because by then, executives will have been moved in and out so many times, and there's got to be someone in there that's going to be open-minded enough to be like, hey, we should do this.
But then how are we going to get money? And do our blow off of hookers' backs. I mean, come on. Where is that money going to come from? Emmanuel Jesus.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm speaking in the mind of an executive in Warner Brothers.
Sounds like you were talking more of an executive from the fucking RoboCop movie.
Does it matter?
Yeah, I guess not.
Not really.
I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's wishful thinking, man. I have no faith in Warner Brothers with their DC stuff. But, I mean, that's just what it is.
I'll say I have faith in their animation department.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they've had
more hits than misses.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. But that department speaks English, where the other one speaks moon people. I don't know, man.
The language that they speak in Gazorpazorp world.
Gazorpazorp, yeah. That's it, man. I mean, oh, God. I do like this other story I did find, though.
What's that?
So, okay. Ralph Macchio is on for a sequel series to The Karate Kid with William Zabek, the asshole in every 80s film that you've ever seen an asshole in. Blonde, blue-eyed asshole. That guy, Williams, and he looks like a nice guy, to be honest, but he's played a lot of assholes.
What's his name?
Williams, Z-E-K-B-A, Zekba, I guess, maybe?
Zapka,
whatever. That guy.
William Zapka.
80s asshole.
Is an American actor, screenwriter, director, and producer. He is best known for his roles in several iconic 1980 films, such as his role as Johnny Lawrence in 1984's The Asshole Karate One.
And all the other 80s films you see, like, we need an asshole. We call this dude up. He does it really well. So this guy is a professional heel.
Wait.
Period.
Wait.
What?
Hold that thought. So you're telling me that Ralph Macchio.
Not Ralph Macchio.
No, hold on.
Okay.
Ralph Macchio and William Zabek, the main protagonist and antagonist of the Karate Kid series, are coming back to do another series.
They're going to do a sequel series on YouTube Red. And there's some guys that are doing original shit. Yeah. YouTube Red's doing a lot of their own original shit, but they're doing a lot of original shit with YouTubers. This is the first time they're actually getting stars,
dude. Have you seen the picture that they have?
No.
Like the face off between Macchio and William?
No.
Check this out.
Okay.
You guys gotta look this up.
Maybe we should put this on the Facebook too.
We'll put the link up there.
Sure.
But look at that shit. Like, they're already getting fucking started.
That's dope. Do I think Ralph Macchio can take him? Yeah, he looks a little...
grizzled.
He looks a little grizzled, but yeah. Ralph Macchio looks like he's seen some shit, but he's also, you know, a martial artist. But I think William Zabecka, of course, probably the same. I don't know.
So
I don't know.
So what, are we essentially going to see a... Okay, so according to this article,
okay, cool,
which was broken by the Hollywood Reporter,
sure,
the Karate Kid straight to
I saw it on Google, but go
straight
ahead.
To series sequel Cobra Kai stars Ralph Macchio and William Zabka.
Is it going to be called Cobra Kai?
I don't know.
That sounds like a prototype like title.
Met the press after making a surprise appearance Friday at the Television Critics Association summer press tour. The actors, who have remained friends in the 30 years since The Karate Kid became a pop culture staple, briefly appeared on stage in a faux pre-fight press conference face-off and spoke with reporters, including THR, and the conclusion of YouTube's time in front of press. Macchio revealed that the concept for the series, which picks up 30 years after Daniel toppled Johnny in the All-Valley Karate Tournament to find both running rival dojos, is relevant today and speaks to a new generation. He gave credit to concept writer Josh Heald.
Okay, yeah.
Hot Tub Time Machine, as well as duo John Hurwitz and Hayden Schlossberg.
Yeah,
Harold
I couldn't
Kumar,
read that. No way. Not
delivered
close.
In the initial pitch for Cobra Kai. So yeah, it's going to be called Cobra Kai.
That sounds like a prototype, like, title. Like, you would call the N64, like, the Dolphin. Or no, the GameCube, the Dolphin, and the Switch, the... whatever the fuck they were calling it. I don't even remember. God damn it.
Cobra Kai.
I don't... You know what? It sounds like a comedy, because those guys are, like, comedy writers. Right?
I think so. I think Macchio started doing a lot more comedy stuff.
Okay. That's funny. Why would... So, that sounds like a comedy.
I don't think it's going to be a comedy, though. I think they're going to... And in order to keep the spirit of The Karate Kid going, I...
Don't make it a comedy.
Yeah.
I get it, but...
That would actually take away from the entire
thing.
They
got three comedy writers to do this, though.
Yeah, but even comedy writers have done really cool stuff, too.
Yeah. But Hot Tub Time Machine. Well, I mean, all right. Okay. That's kind of neat. That's all I can really say. I mean, other than, like, YouTube Red... Like, not Netflix?
I mean, there's a lot of new companies coming out there trying to create their original content. I do remember talking about a show that came out on Rooster Teeth.
Oh. Yeah, well, they
Day Five
stuff, too. Yeah.
But I...
And Ruby and Ruby Chibi and...
to me, I can only stick to what they first introduced me to, and that is Red versus
Blue.
Oh, Red
versus Blue.
Can't
that's
do
it. That's still going on, I
15
believe.
15 seasons, yeah. And it's still in the middle of its 15th right now.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, no, I believe it, but I'm like, wow, that's 15 seasons. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The 14th season was kind of a little different. But, yeah, no, they're still doing it.
And the graphics have changed since then. And I'm sure they're doing their own, like, CG work and everything.
Yeah. Well, and the CG and...
Yeah.
And
they're not going off the game anymore.
Well, they are, actually.
Oh,
they're still? They're still doing
off
it.
Halo 5?
I think so. Jesus. Yeah, they still hold their weapons in their hands and
oh the same way.
Yeah, they'll still have their pistols like
I gotta watch
aimed
it,
down.
Great,
but they do have moments where they
okay
they do what's the word I'm looking for motion capture.
Oh, okay.
So like they'll have fight scenes.
Well, yeah, because Monty Unum worked for them for a while, and that guy
he was the one that got it started for Red versus Blue.
Oh yeah, and before he died, yeah, that guy was all about like. Fight choreography and whatnot.
Yeah, he did really good stuff.
There's no damn way that Red versus Blue couldn't do that, like in the Halo graphics.
Oh, there's some fights on there too.
Yeah, and I bet
there is. There's
some
fights on there.
I bet there is.
But yeah, I mean, a Karate Kid successor, I guess, a spiritual successor, unless it's a direct sequel series.
Yeah, it's a direct sequel series. It is. I mean, it sounds like it is to me. Now is like what is. I mean, so Johnny's running Cobra Kai now? I mean, what the hell?
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Does Ralph Macchio have his own dojo?
I don't. You know what? I don't think
Patton Reed is dead, so...
I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be him trying to move on from martial arts after all that.
Okay.
And unfortunately...
Into comedy! I don't know, man.
That sounds
so weird.
You know what? It would ruin it.
It would.
It would absolutely
totally
ruin
would.
It if they decided, hey, we're going to make jokes about this. It's just like... I can understand if they add humor to it, but if the whole genre of it is comedy, I'm not going to watch it. No, like, I'm going to tell you right now.
I would like to see good fight choreography.
But going back to what I was saying earlier, it's probably like Macho. Like, he does find a kid that wants to learn, and he tries his best not to become Miyagi.
Sure.
In the sense of, like, dude, that's part of my life that's done. It's over with. I'm going to move on. But unfortunately, gets sucked back in and starts teaching him everything that Miyagi taught him. And he's going to teach him the exact same way.
Wax on, wax off.
In 2017, wax on, wax off.
Paint defense.
It was like, what the fuck? Like he gave it so much grief in the 1980s. Imagine what someone's going to say in 2017.
That's neat. Right now, I'm imagining...
Child,
like,
labor. Yeah. Child labor.
Well, I mean, he's got to get stronger. But I'm imagining, like, it's like, oh, we got all these guys for the sequel series of Karate Kid. But I don't know the fight choreographer name for... Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Let's go that route.
You know, it could also
for Karate Kid.
It could also be not necessarily just karate, but they can probably take it into a more of an MMA. Because you know how that's actually become a thing. Like in the 70s and 80s, it was just like a separate martial arts. Now it's all about mixed martial arts. So I could see it also going in that direction as well. Like,
I guess.
Like, Macho still shows him, like, the standard karate things and whatnot, but it starts evolving into...
I could see Cobra Kai, those bunch of assholes, going into MMA.
Yeah.
They're all douchebag, jarhead jackasses. I could see that. Well, not Jarhead. The sensei was. What was... Who was that? Who the hell was that actor? Who was the first sensei in Cobra Kai? God, that guy was... That guy's an 80s asshole, too.
Let's find out. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Time where assholes were meant to be true assholes.
Oh, yeah. They were like, you just knew you were just going to, like, out of the womb, you're just going to be an asshole.
You're going to be a dick in the 80s.
Like, God damn it.
You know what that reminds me of, actually, is they did something like this already. And I saw it while I was pulling up Netflix. It was Never Back Down.
That's not a bad comparison.
And those movies were, like, really cheesy, but at the same time, the choreography on those was spot on.
Yeah.
Especially when they got Michael Jai White.
Yeah, that's true.
That guy can do anything.
Hmm. That would be a bad...
I still don't understand why he doesn't get as many roles as he should. Like, I remember when they were casting for...
But I want wire work. I want people flying off the walls.
When I saw...
That's what I
when
want.
They were saying, like, who do we get for Black Panther? That was my guy. I was like dude, you got to get Michael Jai White. He was already Spawn. So he has some credit to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, T'Challa is known to being a badass fucking fighter. He beat the shit out of Deadpool recently.
I still want wire
like
work.
I could totally see him just, you know what? You would still get wire work.
Probably.
But you wouldn't need not the quite as I'm much thinking. Because yeah. of who you have.
Not the way we're not eye to eye on that. I want, like, Crouching Tiger.
You are not getting Crouching Tiger.
Damn it. Okay, fine.
Let it go.
I know.
That was in the O's. Move forward, not back.
All right. Fine. Whatever. Jesus. I'm still looking up Cobra Kai Sensei.
Let's see. I'll actually look that up as well. One sec. Cobra Kai Sensei. Guy? Let's see. Come on. Martin Cove.
Okay.
That's who it was.
That guy looks like an asshole. I'm sure he's a nice dude, though.
He was also in Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Yeah. He was an asshole. Wait, oh, no, no. He was a part of the Rambo Splatoon, right?
I don't know. Let's see here.
If I remember, like...
But in Karate Kid, he was Sensei John Kreese.
Yeah.
Let's see. In 85, he was Erickson. That's all it says, Erickson.
Okay. I could have sworn... No, I mean, maybe I could be remembering Rambo 2 wrong.
Well, wasn't Rambo 2 a rescue mission one?
No, that Rambo 2 was when he's crying in the forest and he was killing cops and shit.
No, that was the first one.
No, that was a fucking Stallone movies. Okay.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Are you sure? Because the first one, he was just kicking ass, blowing shit up.
The first one, he comes back home, but he's still suffering from PTSD from everything that he's seen in the war. And he goes into a town.
I thought that was the second one.
No, that's the first one, dude.
Are you sure?
Because the first one was based off of a book.
Holy shit. Okay.
You're terrible.
I might be.
Why?
Because I haven't seen Rambo in forever.
Neither have I, and I still know this.
Okay, but...
Yeah, so he was... Right. The first Rambo movie was just him coming back from war trying to just move on with his life, and shit was going crazy in the war when he came back.
Okay.
And he goes into the town, and the town fuck with him, or the town sheriff and the police department fuck with him. And so finally he, like, they take him out to the woods, and they keep going, and finally he just fucking snaps
and kills all of them.
He doesn't kill. Well, in the book he kills a lot of them, but in the movie he just fucks them up royally.
Yeah.
But funny enough, actually, in the book, he was actually the antagonist. The original Rambo book was through the perspective of the actual sheriff.
Oh.
So what ends up happening is the sheriff is out of town when Rambo comes in. So all his deputies fuck with him. So when he comes back, he's just like, all right, well, you guys are assholes for doing this when I was gone. But now we've got a bigger problem. We got a soldier out there that's trained to kill. So he tries to go in there to try to reason with him. And eventually, I think they kill each other. Spoiler alert. But yeah.
Well, son of a bitch. Okay, I might be... I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
Wow. I can't believe
it's been stupid long since I've seen any kind of Rambo movie. Especially the recent one that you guys came out, Stallone.
Yeah, I think that was John Rambo.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that one.
I think that for both the Rambo and the Rocky movie...
I'm behind on movies, video games. Why am I on this show?
He had a bad taste in his mouth for how they both ended.
Oh.
Which is why he did one more Rocky movie, which is... I can't even remember the name of that
Creed?
One. Creed? No, Creed was actually done by somebody else.
Okay, but he was still in it.
Yeah, because it was the same universe.
Okay.
But it was the Rocky Balboa. That was him. Because he wanted to make sure that the Rocky series ended on a high note.
Oh, for him.
Yeah, it was like a personal thing for him. And I think the same was for Rambo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he didn't like how Rambo ended. He's just like, well, I want to give this the right send-off before we put it to rest.
All
right,
cool.
And, you know, it was what
Stallone's
it was.
Dope. He can do that. When you understand him.
Yeah. Well, no. Cool. He, believe it or not, I can. It was more so of just like he trying to add that heavy accent to himself.
Yeah.
But... I think the funniest thing with, like, the great comparison of it was Tango and Cash.
Okay.
Where they make a comment, they're like, who the hell do you think you are, John Rambo? And he goes, John Rambo was an unintelligible mook. Like, he just basically trashes Rambo in the most elegant way possible just to show that, okay, this isn't Rambo, this is Tango and Cash.
Thanks, Kurt Russell.
We need another buddy cop movie like that.
We do. Probably won't get one.
Oh, you know what? Actually,
unless you're looking up online for buddy cop movies,
it wouldn't be too far off the realm. I don't know if you heard this.
Okay.
But they're rebooting the Death Wish series.
I heard about this.
You remember the Charlie Bronson movies?
Yeah. I heard about this, thought it was a lie, and didn't look into it.
No.
Charles Bronson is.
Is gone, yeah.
Way dead.
They got. Oh, what's his name? Die Hard. Bruce Willis.
What?
Bruce Willis is going to play the father who loses his wife and goes on a vigilante murdering spree.
Okay. All right.
You haven't? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and assume
there's
that you haven't seen
There's too many Death Wish movies.
There's like five or six of them, right?
Fuck, I don't know. I remember Charles Bronson just being on at least three of them and my grandpa liking all of them. And it was like, oh, it's a new Death Wish movie coming out. And like, is that the seventh one or the eighth one? Let's I have no idea, man. I really don't.
So Charlie Bronson did those movies from 1974 to 1994.
Yeah. We did not do our research.
Well, I mean, this one kind of just came out of nowhere. It's just because you were saying like, oh, they'll never do it or something like that.
But that's
Dude,
not a buddy cop movie.
What I'm saying is that if they've taken an old series, though, they can take an old movie and make another buddy cop movie based off of Tango and Cash. So let's
see.
Because
there is.
So here they all are. From 74 to 94, but not including Bruce Willis's.
Good God.
There was Death Wish, 1974. Death Wish 2, 1982. Death Wish 3, 1985.
I wish I was dead.
That was Death Wish 7 when he said that.
Yeah.
On The Simpsons, anyways. Death Wish 3 was in 1985. Death Wish 4, The Crackdown, was 1987. And Death Wish 5, The Face of Death, was 1994. That was the last Bronson one.
Oh, okay.
And now Bruce Willis is going to be doing the reboot.
All right. Fuck, I don't remember.
And just kind of goes to show more and more that there are very little to none original ideas for movies anymore.
Yeah.
It's just rehashes of the same thing that we got
before. And whoever's
before.
Doing original ideas apparently is going over to Netflix to try to get their shit going.
Or they got their like their tiny movie studios
yeah.
that are releasing them.
I mean, that like, makes sense. Shit.
Like, I remember watching Kubo and the Two Strings.
Such
and being, I'm being so upset that it wasn't as successful as I truly believe it should have been. That movie was incredibly beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but it barely made its money back. And yeah. it's because everybody was just going towards everything else that's being rehashed.
Yeah.
It's a sad break
mm-hmm.
because I think in order to consider doing a sequel or a series off of it, it needs to have made more money. It can't just break even.
Yeah. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, boy. Why am I on? We didn't do our damn research. It's been pretty light. We're just scrounging at this point. Oh.
Hey, you're the one who's been scrounging. I
know, but I
already had this information. I just need a little bit more.
I've been scrounging on my back in pain. But I love the show. I'm going to keep doing it. Damn it. But let's see. My week. You want to compare our weeks?
Not really, because we only got 5 minutes. And
oh, we do?
We've got stories.
Oh, okay. I hurt myself, but we all know that.
Yeah.
And Emmanuel, because you might like this. I did play as Abigail in Street Fighter for the first time. I'm like, wow.
You know, I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. I'm Street Fighter'd out.
I can imagine you being Street Fighter.
I'm Street Fighter out. I'm probably not gonna jump back on until December to start getting ready for something like. I'm still considering whether I want to do Evo 2018 or not. It's still just a consideration at this point. I don't know where I'm going to be 1 year from today.
Sure.
But for now, I'm going to enjoy everything else that comes out. Like, I'm stoked for Destiny. I'm stoked mm-hmm. for South Park. I'm stoked for Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. Truth be told, man, I didn't play any. I barely played anything else while I was getting ready for Street Fighter. And I came to the point where I was beginning to resent it.
Okay.
So...
I did play.
I know you're saying you played as Abigail, but
I don't like him.
Like Street Fighter for me right now is very, very back of the list right now.
Okay, cool. I mean, that's fine.
But
I don't know what to talk to you about anymore.
But by the time I get back to it, they'll probably have everything patched up to balance him out. Because I have heard that he does massive damage.
He's not fair. It's not fair. And I'm glad I don't have internet to play that shit online because I'd be playing a lot of Abigails. I'm like, nah, I'm fucking good. No more.
All right, so we've just about hit the hour mark. So next week, or on the next podcast, we'll have candied bacon.
Just first thing in the morning, and we'd have our...
we'll have Randy King's back. Yeah. We'll be recording from Garage Studios again. This one was only done on the Saturday, because usually we alternate Friday and Saturday. This one was only done on Saturday because of just like last-minute planning and whatnot.
You know, I don't mind parts unknown. It is pretty echoey in here, but I don't mind parts unknown. It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's fine. My parts unknown, I mean, would have been like in a pizza parlor. That would have been noisy. But
no, then,
on the
then,
side
then,
note,
then people would actually know where it was at because you would hear people calling out for it, you know?
Yeah, but on the side note, we would have pizza. Just saying.
I don't know. I can't imagine eating and doing a podcast at the same time. It's one or the other. You're either going to put all your attention to the podcast or you're going to put all your attention to eating delicious pizza, but you're not going to do both.
Hmm.
And if you do that, kudos to you.
You just found the flaw in my plan, Emmanuel.
But I'm not going to do it.
Damn.
I'm going to be able to enjoy both, all podcasts or all pizza.
We can't have both. You're right.
You can have both. You just can't do it at the same time.
Okay. Well, all right. Fine. That
you know what?
Sense,
you know what it's like? It's like... taking your finger and rotating it in one direction and then taking your foot and rotating it the opposite direction.
Okay.
You just can't fucking do it.
Did you just do that whole wrap up thing to me without Chris being here?
No,
that's an old thing. We just,
like I tried to do that. Like somebody had said, you can't do that. And I said, fuck you. Watch me do it. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it. So I'm trying, like I'm rotating my finger.
I can't rotate my foot at all.
Well, the other foot.
Okay. All right. That would be the opposite foot. Okay, whatever, it's fine.
You're an idiot, Sean.
I'm not an idiot, damn it.
Yes, you are.
In pain, and I didn't prepare for the show too much.
That's why we love you.
Thanks, buddy.
Alrighty. So, for Sean Vander, and spiritually, Randy King.
Somewhere in the ethos of the world.
This is Emmanuel with Word Vomit Productions reminding everybody to like, share, and subscribe. Either this podcast or the videos that we post on Word Vomit Productions.
Comment on my picture of my foot. Should I get this checked?
You are the deciding factor. Once again, this is Emmanuel reminding everybody to stay shiny to each other.
Take it easy.